Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yeshua, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man is blaspheming. And Yeshua, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk, which is it? But that you may know what the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then says he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and praised Elohim, which had given such power unto men. And as Yeshua passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said to him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Yeshua sat at meat in the house, and behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with publicans and sinners? But when Yeshua heard, he said to them, They that are whole do not need a physician, but they that are sick. But go you and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am come not to call to the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Yeshua said to them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them. Then shall they fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth onto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. While he spoke these things to them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Yeshua rose and followed him and his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind and touched the tassel of his garment. For she said within herself, If I might just touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Yeshua turned him around and said, when he saw her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Yeshua came to the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put out, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid rose. And the fame of that went abroad into all that land. And when Yeshua departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, You son of David, have mercy on us. And when he came into the house, the blind man came to him. And Yeshua said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, Yes, Master. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Yeshua straightway charged them, saying, See that no man knows of it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out devils through the prince of the devils. And Yeshua went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then says he to his disciples, The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers few. Pray you, therefore, the master of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. End of chapter 9.